Boker Tov, everyone. Very excited. We're starting Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah today. Page 32, Simen Kuf, Lamed Hei. As an introduction, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a little background information about the Takana of doing Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Katav Rambam, Perigid Beis Milchos Tfilah. The Rambam writes in Perigid Beis Milchos Tfilah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lam Yisrael, Shukarim B'Torah B'Ram B'Shabbos, U'B'Sheini B'Chamishi B'Shachos. Moshe Rabbeinu was attacking the three Kriyas HaTorahs at Shachris. On Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday, that's a Takana all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu to read Torah. Why? Kadei Shelo Yishu Shlosh Yomim Belo Shmias Torah. So that makes sure that all Klai Yisrael will not go 3 days without hearing Torah. Without learning Torah, they would not go 3 days. Okay, so therefore, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos morning there. Then, what about the other Kriyas HaTorah that we have, which is Mincha on Shabbos? Ve'ezra tikin she'koring gamem mincha b'chol Shabbos. Came Ezra later on in the Nevi'im. Ezra causes mitakein that we also read a mincha b'Shabbos. Why is that? Mishum Yoshev Kronos. Because of the Yoshev Kronos, ve'gamu tikin she'koring b'sheni b'chamishi shosh b'nei Adam. V'lo yikru pachos mi'asar b'sukim. Ezra also was mitakein two extra things. That number one, you need at least three aliyahs on Monday, Thursday, and you have to read at least 10 psukim in Kriyas HaTorah. So those extra three takanas were mitakin by Ezra, by Ezra. Now, what is these, who are these Yoshev Kronos that they had to Kriyas HaTorah for? On Minchat Shabbos, says the Shartzian Os Aleph, Shartzian at the bottom of the page, says over here, Hein Bali Malacha Sheinlam Patali Shema Kriyas HaTorah Bebezeh. The Rush says the Yoshev Kronos were Bali Malachos who weren't able to make it to Shul on Monday and Thursday, sort of like the Am Shabbosados that we learned in Birkas Kwanim. They didn't hear Monday, but Shabbos they have off, and therefore they want to do an extra Kriyas HaTorah for them. Minchad Shabbos. Via Aruch Parish. However, there's another parish. What are these Yoshev Kronos? They're not people who are too busy. Actually, the opposite. Inchigul Aili Lebe Midrasha. Erelik Yilish Yoshim Bekronos Ha'ir. Ve'oskim Medivrei Sicha. They're the Batlanim, the Amaratsim who sit in the corners, chattering about everyone else, talking Lashon Hara, talking about this, talking about the news, talking about everything in the world, except for coming to the base measure to learn Torah. Therefore, Ezra and Mataki, they're going to have an extra Kriyas HaTorah, Mincha and Shabbos, so that the people will be coming to show their Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so that is why, those are the reasons why we have these extra Takanas over here. Ubi Yerushalmi Ita. Okay, sorry. Let's read the brackets. He was not Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem like Tata Kana Davka Shikorin Gimel. He was our Pesukin Davka Vatu V'Tikin Davarz. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was attacking to have a Kriyas HaTorah, but you were able to call up. I guess how many people they wanted to call up, and they could read as many Pesukim as they wanted to read. Ezra came in attacking this. We're going to learn later on that you need at least 3 Pesukim in every Alila. You need 10 Pesukim all together. Ubi Yerushalmi Ita Moshe Tikin Lo Yisrael Shikorin B'Torah B'Shabbosos V'Yomi Tovim Ubi Rosh Chodesh Ubi Chol Hashom Moed Ubi Arev Per Kori Yomim. What about all the other Kriyas HaTorahs and Chol Moed and Yontif and all these times? Says Yerushalmi that was also for the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. One thing he does leave out over here is Tanis Tzibur. I'm not sure where exactly the Takana was on Tanis Tzibur Berlin, but it's not brought down over here. Fine. Let's start over here. Sif Aluf in the Mechab. Says the Mechab. Sorry, one more word of introduction before we start. And that is a rather important idea over here. Is Kriyas HaTorah, is it a chovah on the yachid, or is it a chovah on the tzibur? Dahainu, does every single individual have a chovah to hear Kriyas HaTorah, or it's a chovah that every tzibur that reads, they need to have a Kriyas HaTorah? This is a famous machlokas already found in the Rishonim. The Ravan, one of the Bali Tosos, he holds that it is a chovan kol yachid v'yachid to make sure they hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Rav Mibrisk and Rav Moshe Feinstein also held like this, chelik dalid, simon man Rav Moshe held it's a chovan kol yachid v'yachid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Masha ain't came the Ramban in the Melchemes Hashem in Meseches Megillah Daf Hey. The Ramban in the Melchemes Hashem holds that it is a chova on the tzibur. There is a chiv on every tzibur to have a Kriyas HaTorah. It's lav dafka a chova on kol yachid v'yachid. And this is the various approach of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, also quoted in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simin Dalad Os Yedal. We'll talk out the nafka midas in 1 second, but don't get for a second to think that this means that Kriyas HaTorah is not a chashiv thing. Oh, it's only a chova on the tzibur. It's not a chova on me. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that if a person has a minion, let's say he's in a hurry, and he only has 2 options. He can either go to a minion and hear Kriyas HaTorah and daven biyachidus, or hear Davin with a minion, but miss Kriyas HaTorah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, better to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is even more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So don't think that this is not a chashdim. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also is, they say, the Talmidim say, that in his last week of his life, when he was extremely, extremely weak, it was very hard for him to walk, he was mocked to make sure to get to shul in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah every single time, and he went to very, very far lengths in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Nevertheless, this is the Nafka Minim. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings it down over here. In Dibur Asa Korin, you look at the bottom of your page, in these are Gerei Mishnah Brus, says Moreno Rabbeinu Dibur Asa Korin, HaChiyav Udafka B'Tzibur, like his Rebbe, he holds the Chiyav is on the Tzibur. Aval B'Yochid Yesh Machloch Yisim Tzorich LaHashli. There's a Machloch, is a Yochid has to be Mashlin Kriyas HaTorah if he doesn't hear it. Admor Zal was Mekel, V'Yatam the Kriyav Chobas HaTzibur, Lachain. Mishiyatza leaf ne kriyasa Torah. If someone has to leave shul before kriyasa Torah, ogia lachar kriya, or it comes after kriyasa Torah, ainu chayiv lahashim. He's not chayiv to go to another minyan to hear kriyasa Torah. V'chein, mishin isachar b'tikasa v'yizan kriyas shel elyumon. Someone who goes to a later minyan than the norm. Okay, this is a very important thing for Shiva Bachrim. If they come to a later minyan than they were supposed to, and they're davening, and they know what happens, that if they stay for Kriyas HaTorah, they're going to mevatel from their limudo. It says, lo yevatel limudo. If you have a Kriyas limud, go to your Kriyas limud. Mutter lo latzeis la'achar tefillah. If they have Kriyas HaTorah, it will be mutter for him to leave after the tefillah, before Kriyas HaTorah. It's Masha over here from Marina Rabbeinu of Nansal. He's talking about even someone's regular personal Kriyas Itim LaTorah. Kal v'chomer, if he has a charusa waiting for him. Okay, people forget it. A chrais of a charusa. You're the other side of a charusa. If someone's waiting for you, you have to get there regardless of the case. But even if not, says Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinsal, if obviously you can't go to a minyan lechatchila knowing you're gonna have to miss Kriyas HaTorah, that'd be awesome. Well, he wakes up a little late. He goes to later minyan. Even if he's gonna miss his kviyas itim, he should leave the minyan early in order to get to his kviyas itim LaTorah. Who once again, it's a chova and the tzibur and not on kol yachid v'yachid. That does not mean that you don't have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. 1,000%. We'll see later on that if you're in the Tzibor, you're part of the Tzibor, so it's a chov on you to listen to every word of Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, every word of Kriyas HaTorah. Fine. Now, let's see the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Al V'Sheni U'Bachamishi B'Shabbos B'Mincha Koring Shlosh. On Monday and Thursday and Mincha and Shabbos, you read three aliyahs. Ain't pochli men, vei mosivin alam. You're not allowed to do less than three, and you're not allowed to do more than three. Vei maftir n'minavi, and you don't have a Torah in the Navi. So that's what you all know. You have three aliyahs. Monday, Thursday, and Mincha and Shabbos. Okay? You're not allowed to do less, you're not allowed to do more, according to the Sheet of the Mechaber. Comes the Roman, says, Im hayu beis chasanim bezei beis Knesses. If there are two chasanim who are getting married that day in the beis Knesses, and therefore they're both chayiv to get an aliyah, chas on the day of his chasta has a chiyuv of an aliyah. Not on your birthday, there's no chiyuv aliyah on someone's birthday, but on his chasan, he has a chiyuv of an aliyah. Now, what are you going to do? How are you supposed to give two chasanim if they're both Yisraels? Okay? You know, basically, Beis Knesses name Yisraelim. Mutter la'osiv likros dal. It says the Ramah, you can add another aliyah in this case in order to give both chiyuv and aliyah. Dilididu, havi kiyantav shemutter la'osiv. You see over here, the Ramah didn't do what they do in some shuls. They kick out the Kohen, and therefore we could have more aliyahs for the Yisraelim and give that. He doesn't offer that. He says to give another aliyah over here. Okay? You don't kick out the Kohanim, and that's a bizayin to the Kohanim. Vinira du adilashane ilashane bali bris. The same thing would be by two bali bris, the yantash lahemu. It's a yantash lahemu, so a chayiv and aliyah. Kilokoman seven tof, kuf, nun, tes. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel. He first explains the Ramah, Kadesh Yuchel, Shneim, Lahemus, the Torah, Yad and Aliyah, nor that both of them get to the Aliyah of the Torah. However, Uladina, however, Halacha Lamaisa, Katva Achronim Deinu Agin Kain, the Achronim disagree with the Psak of the Ramah over here, and therefore that is the Minig. Probably you've never seen anyone add an Aliyah on Monday, Thursday, or Mincha on Shabbos, because you don't do this. The Kosha Kain, the Leina Bali Bris, the Vada Elina Ogain, Kachasin is even more of a Chiyav, we don't do it for Kalvach Homer. When it is two Bali Bris, we are not going to go ahead and add an aliyah for that. So we go like the Pashas of the Lashon, the Mechaber of Erech, for Sir Sfarim are going to go like this. Also, Amos, Sifan Aliyin, and as you see over here, the Mishnah Berurah once again, he didn't say the minhag's not like this, and therefore kick out the Kohen and give it. It means, I don't know, they'll flip a coin, whatever it might be, they'll decide how they're going to decide which Chasim is going to get the aliyah. They'll have to decide which Chasim is going to get the aliyah. We do not add We don't have this Indian of kicking out the Kohanim. It's not such a good idea either. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Seif Katan Aleph. He says over here, even says over here that b'di'evit, you can read Krestar all day. It's not like Sof Zman Tfilo, Yom Zman, end of the Zman, you're not allowed to read Krestar. You could have all day to read Krestar. Meaning, if you had a minion and they daven Kriyat Shva and Shachos in the right time, really, they could say Kriyas, they could wait to Kriyas the Torah later on. Sometimes you'll do this, I don't know, one of these traveling camps or something like that. They don't have a Sefer Torah in the morning. So they'll do Shachos in the morning, and when they get to places, the Beit Knesset in the afternoon, they can take out the Sefer Torah then, and have Kriyas the Torah then, because the mitzvah is Kol Yom. We'll see later on how many people you have that have not heard Kriyas the Torah in order to take out Torah to read. But in this case, we have a whole camp, let's say it's just doing it, that would be mutter to go ahead. Okay, he says, Mikol Makom. For sure there's a mitzvah to do it earlier on. For sure, if you don't just go and push it off for no reason. For sure you should do it earlier on. However, you are going to be Yotzei if you just... What about flipping the order? Let's say, I don't know, something you have this, that people go to these places that have a bunch of different minyanim. They get there, and the minyan's already at Kriyat Shmos. They don't want to start with them. So they happen to hear Kriyas Torah first. Are you Yotzei if you hear Kriyas Torah before you daven? So actually, the Piskei Tshuvos in Seif Katan Gimel brings down Shitas and holds that you're not going to be Yotzei Kriyas Torah. This way, you hear Kriyas Torah before leaning. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol told me, it's not like a tchila. We have an order of tchila that you should do. But in a case, let's say, if he doesn't do it this way, he's going to miss Kriyas Torah. Okay, he's not going to be able to hear Kriyas Torah. He could be Yotzei Kriyas Torah even before going ahead and davening in this case. And therefore, that is going to be Yotzei like the minhag of many people who do this minion hopping, and they'll go from this minion to that minion in order to be Yotzei. I don't recommend it. I don't think that's the best way of davening, but you will be Yotzei if you go ahead and do this. Let's just read Seif Beis, and then we'll come back to it next time. Mekom shemasikim b'shabbos b'shachris sham korim b'mincha u'b'sheni u'b'chamishi b'shabbos haba. The place where you end off the laning on Shabbos this week, we read Parshas Vayera, where we leave off Parshas Vayera, that's where you start the next laning in Mincha on Shabbos, you read Chayesara, and then you repeat it again on Monday and Thursday. We all know you do the first couple of psukim of Chayesara, but in order to be Yotzi, that Kriya. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas, Kriyas of Parshas B'tzibur, if you're Mevatel the Kriyas of Torah, one Shabbos B'tzibur, L'Shabbos Haba, Korinoto Parshi, Parsha Shaicha, Loto Shabbos. The next Shabbos, you read that Parsha, and the Parsha, you're supposed to read for this week. Let's say they were Mevatel Parshas Vayera, you read Chayisara and Vayera the next week, in order to make up the Parsha that they missed. We'll talk more about this Inyan, and we'll move on to the next day, B'ezrat Hashem, next time. Everyone have a tremendous day. Kol Tov.